My guest this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He represents the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District, and he's in the news on Tuesday as a result of the apparent Republican strategy to respond to the president's executive orders that essentially remove the threat of deportation for as many as 5 million people in the country illegally and also gives them the right to work in the country legally. And, Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure, Greg. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, there's been a lot of debate about whether defunding is the way to go here, whether it's just a matter of taking the president to court. There's been a lot of frustration, certainly, on the Republican side. Today, based on what we're hearing in reports coming out of your morning meeting in the House conference, is that there's a plan to fund most of the government, but you're planning a separate resolution to target immigration specifically. So explain what the strategy is here.
Right, and our bill, we've got a bill. It's an actual bill that's coming out. It's H.R. 5759, Preventing Executive Overreach on Immigration Act. And this is something to block, obviously, the executive order that he did November 20th, and it's retroactive from that date forward and exclusively says that the president does not have the authority to go ahead and rewrite the laws, and it brings out the authority of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, that says all naturalization laws are the sole responsibility of Congress, that the president can't step in there and unilaterally attack these or rewrite it basically on his own. And then the funding bill will be brought up, and there's a bunch of ideas floating around. I think there's a lot of great ideas in there, and you're going to see it attached to some form of maybe not funding Homeland Security and anything to do with immigration. So there's going to be two separate things. Our bill will be a standalone bill, and it's not tied into funding. There's no threat of the government shutdown with the passage of this bill. And then the big thing is it stops a dangerous precedent that this president is doing from this point forward for the next presidents, Republican and or Democrat.
Congressman, the response we're getting from Democrats and some pundits, as I'm sure you've heard, is that, well, this will probably clear the House, but right now the Democrats control the Senate, and so this bill's not going to go anywhere, and therefore the Congress won't do anything binding on the president here. What's your reaction to that?
That's not in my control. My control is to do the best legislation we can from the House, and the American people can weigh in on this, and you know that's why programs like yours are so important. To let the American people know that there is a way to stop the executive overreach of this administration. So what they need to do is call up their representatives, Republicans and Democrats, and say, we want this bill to pass. And then if we can do that, Harry Reid has to determine whether he wants to be the guy saying, nope, we're not going to do this. The American people spoke loud and clear in the last election on November 4th, and they're tired of unilateral legislation. They're tired of people stepping on the Constitution, and what the president is trying to do is not solving the problem, it's making it worse.
Congressman, as you know, the president, of course, many times told immigration advocates that he just couldn't do any more than he'd already done from an executive position without the cooperation of Congress. Now, of course, in the past couple of weeks, he said, well, actually, it turns out everything I'm doing is lawful, and he cited actions by previous presidents of both parties as proof that he's not really stepping outside the constitutional bounds here. So what's the concise case for why you believe this is not like what other presidents have done?
Greg, I appreciate you bringing that up. And there's like 29 or 30 sound clips out there saying of President Obama saying why he can't do what he's looking to do. And it's real clear that there's five things that the Office of Legal Counsel's they've made flaws in, and we're going to have them posted on our website. But the other presidents in the past that have done this have done it more on a case-by-case situation. You have Ronald Reagan with the Cubans when the Mario boat lift. What he did was there was political refugees coming from Cuba, and we were getting thousands a day. I live in Florida, and we were getting thousands a day. And then President H.W. Bush did it in China in Tiananmen Square, where he allowed people to come over again, political refugees, and then we did it again in Haiti when there was a natural disaster. And so they allowed it, they made exemptions, and they went to Congress and got the authorization. This president, what he is doing is he is unilaterally rewriting the law, and he cannot do that. And the Constitution is very clear. Under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4 of the Constitution, the Congress shall have the power to establish a uniform rule of naturalization. And it also specifically says under Article 2, Section 3, the President shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. And this is not just for this president. This is for from this point forward to have a line drawn that says Congress is paying attention and we are going to abide by the Constitution and we're going to hold our presidents to that, as we should.
Lastly, just to get your opinion on the funding aspect of this strategy, the White House has said earlier this week, sir, that they will that the president will veto anything that tries to specifically target funding for implementation and enforcement of this executive order. So what do you expect to ultimately happen there?
Well, that's the decision Mr. Obama will have to make. And you have to ask yourself, why did he go ahead and do the executive order now? You know, why did he wait till after the midterms? You know, they had control of the House and the Senate. Why did they not do that then? This system's been broken for over 30 years. We don't need to rush into this, and we don't need to do it this way. It's bad for America. And then to tie this and say he's going to shut it down or not, he's going to veto this, he will be the one unilaterally deciding to shut down the government. And I would advise him not to.
And obviously with the continuing resolution due to expire December 11th, do you have an idea what day this is all likely to hit the floor?
Our bill should come out tomorrow or Thursday, and I think you'll see either the CR or Cromnibus either this week or the beginning of next week. And again, nobody wants the government to shut down, but we do want immigration fixed. This is the wrong way to go about it with what he's done with the executive order. And like I said, it's not going to fix the situation. It's going to inflame it and make it worse.
Congressman, thank you very much for spending time with us on a busy day. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg. Bye.
Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.